right.
I don't have any time. I don't have them either. You had a heck of a day today, though. I mean, you forced that fumble. I think Walsh or whatever recovered it anyways. But, I mean, what did Wyoming present that kind of allowed you to have the day that you did?
I don't think they presented anything. I think it's just a testament to Coach G and his defense and the way we run our defense. I mean, we're one or two plays away every game from winning. I mean, we're just so close, and I think that's the defense we run. We dominate people. I mean, that's who we're supposed to be. And I think that Coach G, his play calling, amazing. I mean, the schemes that he draws up, I mean, really, it's just Coach G. I mean, I don't think Wyoming gave us anything we couldn't handle. I mean, it's just we just have to make plays.
I mean, it's kind of like a broken record at this point. You know, the big plays and, like, you know, third quarter, there's that 46-yard Whaley run, first play of that drive, and then two drives later, whatever, it's a Sirisante, that 66-yard touchdown. I mean, first play of the drive there. I mean, what allows Wyoming in some ways to what prevents us from stopping them in that first play in some ways?
Just not making plays. I mean, we have to step up into the spotlight and make our plays, make our tackles. I mean, I missed a couple of tackles today. It's a team effort, you know what I mean? On defense especially, we just have to make our plays and get them down. Like, on those big runs, how many broken tackles were there? 5, 6? Like, 6 dudes, we got to be able to get them down, and that's really what it is.
Where do you feel this defense is at as a whole right now in terms of just coming along to this point?
Man, just one step away, one play away, 2 plays away in this instance. I mean, we're just right there. We just have to finish. I mean, we always play good in the first half. I mean, this is our whole team. We play great in the first half. In the second half, I don't know what happens. I mean, we just kind of, I don't know. We just need to come out and with the same intensity we do off the bat, you know, keep that intensity throughout the game.
How hard is it to sustain that intensity? Or why do you guys feel that you kind of let up in some ways?
I don't know. It's hard to say because you're always trying your best, you know. I don't think anybody's deliberately thinking, oh, I'm going to take this play off or I'm going to, take it easy. It's just, like I said, we just have to make the plays when they come across our, like, they're handing it to us here, man, and we're not taking a hold of it and executing.
What was kind of the mentality this week in practice of the life defensively?
Win, man. I mean, we knew they were going to try to run the ball on us, and they did. And that was our whole mentality: make it hit the outside. Don't let them get it. Don't let number 4 get vertical. He's a great running back, you know. So we were trying to make everything bounce to the sidelines, you know. And we just knew it was going to be a hard game, a physical game, and it was. And we were expecting that, and we were just expecting to, you know, have a dogfight. And I mean, expecting to win. We had a great week of practice. We worked really hard, and we just got to make plays.
Coach Reffitt, I talked to him at the New Mexico State game about containing the quarterback and stuff like that. And he said, you know, we're getting pressure on the quarterback. It's not showing up in a ton of sacks right now.
Yeah.
But our problem is that we're not taking the right angles with that pressure, and that's allowing these scramblings to kind of open up and guys to get outside. Did you feel there was issues with that today in some ways? Or just missed tackles in that sense?
I mean, of course there was missed tackles. I mean, as far as the quarterback scrambling, I mean, as hard as you try, it's going to happen. I mean, no matter who you play, what you do, I mean, people are going to make plays. I mean, we know that. We expect that. And, I mean, taking the right angle and just wrapping up and making the tackle is just important, and that's just what we need to do.
What was the vibe in the locker room immediately after you guys get in here?
Everybody's just sick of losing. I mean, we're sick of it. And we want to win, and we work hard, and we want to win, and we all know that we're just so close. Like I said, we're just 2 plays away, and we can all just feel it. Like, we're all just like, man, like, we were right there. We had them. Like, if this would have happened, if we would have just made this tackle, and we all just know what we can do, and it's so frustrating just because we hadn't shown everybody what we really can do.
Was there a voice in that locker room in particular that kind of stood out in terms of a guy, I don't know if stepping up is the right word, but just kind of being like, hey, this has to stop. Like, we have to bring this to an end.
Honestly, there's a lot of dudes that stepped up. So I can't really point out one particular guy. I think we're all just on the same page of we're tired of losing, and we just want to finish a game and win.
Anything else? All right. Anyone? Peanut gallery? Sounds good.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.